Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, we are now back in the Montana Talks studios. Yeah, I had a great time with the Governor's Cup golf tournament put on by the Montana Chamber of Commerce on Friday. Great show last Thursday as well. If you missed our coverage, we did a live show from Kalispell Thursday morning out on the town. And one of my favorite interviews, one of my favorite conversations was with Lauren the Lumber Jill. Lauren the Lumber Jill, who just set a world record in, what is it called, the standing block chop. Her husband's a lumberjack. She's a lumber Jill, and she just set a world record the weekend before last. Such a fun conversation. All of our conversations from Thursday morning and Friday morning at the Governor's Cup are on the Montana Talks podcast. But, man, I really lucked out because so Friday morning, you know, I was there. I was recording interviews. So we had John Jackson. Big thanks to John for covering the studio. So I had time to go interview people, chat with folks, say hi. You know, in the middle of all the chaos of everybody getting ready to hit the golf course at Meadow Lake on Friday morning. And so, anyway, I got a text from our friends at KJJR Radio and B Broadcasting in Kalispell. And they said, hey, we just had Riggs Johnston, the pro golfer from Libby. He just did some interviews with our radio stations. You know, he's now back from the British Open where, you know, Libby, Montana's own, played in the British Open. And luckily they shared his contact info with me. Well, he did call-in interviews with them. Well, and I guess I just assumed he was already in town, but apparently he wasn't in the Flathead yet. He was driving over from Libby, and so I shot him a quick text message because I was kind of busy, you know, in the middle of interviews. So I shot him a quick text: "Hey, I'm down here at, you know, Meadow Lake. Come down and see me." And soon as you know it, he pops in, and we got a chance to meet him, and you know, he was signing autographs and taking photos with folks, and we had a really fun conversation about not only his experience so far as a pro golfer at the young age of 25, what it was like playing in the British Open, what it was like having his grandma there, and more. But we also talked about what is next on his big European tour. And his very next tournament that he's going to be playing in is Trump International in Scotland. So anyway, that's a fun conversation. We're going to save that one for next hour because I want our friends in Plentywood and Malta and Wolf Point and Glendive to get a chance to hear that conversation as well. But yeah, you know, Friday I snuck in a couple of the interviews. We got them on the air on Friday's Montana Talks while I was set up at the Governor's Cup. But we got a chance to catch up with so many great folks. Coming up right after the break, I was able to sit down with Flathead County Commissioner Pam Holmquist and Sam Nunnally, who is the fair manager for the Northwest Montana Fair, which kicks off in just a few days. He's also on the Kalispell City Council. Great guy. Known him for years. He used to serve on the Sheriff's Posse in the Flathead as well, so it was fun to sit down with both of them. We're going to start there right after this. And then, of course, I had to get our friend Tom Waters, the Northeast Montana Kid, who now runs and owns the Meadow Lake Golf Course. Got a chance to catch up with him. And some other incredible folks made the drive over from Libby, from Love, Inc. in Lincoln County. Wait till you hear that one as well.
It's August 4th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. The delicious treat was invented by Ruth Graves Wakefield from Massachusetts in 1938. She and her husband bought a tourist lodge in 1930 and named it the Toll House Inn. She published a cookbook with a recipe inside 8 years later. Wakefield sold Nestle's the rights to reproduce her Toll House recipe on his packages for supposedly $1 and was hired as a consultant on recipes for the company with a lifetime supply of chocolate. If today is your birthday, you share it with Barack Obama, the 44th president of the United States, born in 1961.
I know you didn't do this just to win an election. I know you didn't do it for me. You did it because you understand the enormity of the task that lies ahead.
He became the first African American to hold the office when elected in 2008. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What a beautiful morning here in the Flathead Valley. We are set up at Meadow Lake Golf Course here in our coverage from the Montana Chambers Governor's Cup Golf Tournament brought to you by Tatanka Cigars. But, hey, I thought while I'm up here for the golf tournament, what a great opportunity to talk about the big fair that kicks off here in Kalispell coming up very soon. And so thankfully we've got Sam Nunnally here. He is the fair manager, also a member of the Kalispell City Council, and Flathead County Commissioner Pam Holmquist. Better do ladies first, Commissioner.
All right.
Commissioner, good to see you. Yeah.
Good to see you. Yes, what a beautiful day.
I should do the show like this every day.
Absolutely.
Pick a different golf course.
That's right.
Because the weather's always nice in Kalispell, right?
Always, yeah.
Or Columbia Falls today, yeah. Yeah, well, good to see you. Well, first off, just before we talk about the fair, just tell us everything that's going on in Northwest Montana, Kalispell, across the board.
Oh man, we're so busy. You know, Montana is just moving along so great. Flathead County, we've got a lot on our projects. We got the county jail facility is moving forward. We have our bond in November. Came in $25 million under budget. We did a lot of engineering and things ahead of time. We got the property bought. It's great. The numbers came in good. Going to run about $80 for a $600,000 home. I think it's affordable. It's just so needed. We have a jail that is so outdated and unsafe for our detention officers and our inmates. The biggest deal is, of course, the mentally ill that we get and trying to fix their, trying to keep them in the jail and keep them safe is really difficult. And then when you have one mentally ill patient that you have to put into a cell and it's a 6-bed cell, well, guess what? Now we've lost 5 beds. So it really affects our ability to get the felons off the streets and make our community safe.
Yeah, it's the crime problem can really escalate out of control if we get behind the curve when it comes to detention facilities and more. And it's a challenge all across the state. And the Flathead County Commissioners, really, with the all-Republican Flathead County Commissioners, you've really done your best to either stop or mitigate, escalating property taxes. I mean, Missoula, 20%, another 7% tax hike there.
Right.
Gallatin County, Bozeman continuing to hammer their people there. Flathead County, you've been smart about it, and I think the voters reward that smart fiscal management, like they did with the schools even here.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We don't have any debt. We don't have any debt. We have one bond out there that was put out for the 911 center, and that'll be paid off in like 2 years. So that'll come off the tax rolls, and then we're just asking for this nominal amount to get us moving forward on the jail. We've done it. It's been we budget really conservatively.
Yeah.
And it shows. And we don't go out for a lot of bonds and a lot of extras, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, Sam Nunnally, you can hear the golf carts in the background, and the golfers are out having fun this morning as we're chatting here. But, I think of fair food. The last golf team that just passed us they look like cotton candy polo shirts on.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. I was like, is that cotton candy?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we had the same thought. Yeah, it must be getting close to lunchtime here. But man, how excited are you for the fair this year?
Oh, I am so excited this year. We have some great things, right? Last year we had some struggles with losing our north bleachers, but the commissioners came through and helped out to help get this new bleachers. Tuesday, we're going to have a ribbon cutting on that. 11 o'clock a.m. at the fairgrounds, at the new bleachers. We're going to have some just a quick time to celebrate that.
That's a big deal. So, you know, also soon to be underway will be the fair in Billings and in Yellowstone County and Montana Fair. And when they had to demolish their grandstands, a lot of people thought they would never get them back ever again. And I'm sure the same thing here in the Flathead, where it's like you just worry that you would forever lose that piece of Americana.
It is a big thing. And there, it's not just Yellowstone and Flathead, right? There have been some other counties across the state that unfortunately have faced the same challenges that we have faced, where they lose their grandstands, either through natural disaster type thing or they get to the point where they just have to tear them down.
Well, so much of this infrastructure was built around the same times.
That's right.
Because, you know, you had just like the American Legion was built out of World War One, and so a lot of these, you know, social institutions and community organizations were built as these war veterans returned home. Same thing with the post-World War II generation. And so a lot of the ag infrastructure was built at the same time. A lot of the fairgrounds infrastructure was built at the same time because everybody all across the state and all across America wanted in on the action.
That's right. That's right. Our grandstands, our main covered grandstands, 1930s was about when we think they were built by documentation we found, right? And they're one of the oldest grandstands still being used in the state of Montana. And they're you know, got some rough spots here and there. We've got to put paint on it from every year. But, you know, for the most part, they're still standing, and they're working great for us.
And what do you have for a lineup this year? Concerts, other shows, the food, the fun, everything?
Yep. So our first concert is going to be Tuesday the 12th. And that's going to be Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Nice.
Great concert. The tickets are going quick. I was looking at the ticket, what we have available in reserve seats. If you want to get your tickets, you better get them quick because they're going fast. We've got Party Pit and general admission for that. So,
and that's which date again?
That is the August 12th.
Yep, August 12th. So you still got time.
Still have time.
Yeah.
And then the 13th, we have Scotty McCreery.
That'll
so,
be a great show.
Big name, right? And he just released his song Bottle Rocket with Hootie and the Blowfish or Darius Rucker, right?
Well, I haven't heard that song
yet. Oh, it's big on the radio right now. So.
I love his Cabin of Solo.
Oh, yeah.
Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah. I love that song. It's hilarious because when I was in high school and college, I was a waiter and I waited tables. So I know Silver Oak, and I was like, man, if I sold a bottle of Silver Oak in the 90s, I was getting a good tip that night.
Right?
Because, I mean, that's a very expensive bottle of wine. And it's this whole song about him drinking this bottle of wine solo in the cab of his truck because his ex is, she's now found somebody new. So he's stuck with that expensive bottle of wine.
All right, we're going to hold it right there. More to follow right after the break. Plus, we got a caller on the phone lines that wants to weigh in on the Kalispell elections for city council and mayor and more. So stand by.
Fox Sports Update.
Off turn four comes William Byron. Does he have enough? You betcha he does! William Byron! So close, but so good! And Hendrick Motorsports celebrate. William Byron wins the Iowa Corn 350.
USA Network. Second win this season for William Byron, who held off Chase Briscoe by just under 1.2 seconds for the victory. Byron has now won at Iowa in all three NASCAR series, the Truck Series 9 years ago, the Xfinity Series in 2017, and now a Cup Series win at Iowa.
Julio Rodriguez, the first ever in baseball history to begin a career with four consecutive 2020 seasons.
On Root Sports Northwest, 20 stolen bases and 20 of these.
Julio cracks this high the opposite way. It is back in and it's gone! Julio! Career home run number 100. And it comes off one of the game's greats in Jacob deGrom.
On Root Sports Northwest, Mariners beat the Rangers 5-4. Sunday Night Baseball, the Phillies shut out the Tigers 2-0 to call the half game on the Mets for first place in the National League East. Kyle Schwarber hit his 38th home run. He tied Seattle's Cal Raleigh for the Major League lead in RBIs with 88. Schwarber's 38 home runs, even with Shohei Ohtani, for the National League lead. Golf, Cameron Young picked up his first PGA Tour victory. Young won the Wyndham Championship by 6 strokes. The NFL Players Association elected an interim executive director Sunday night to replace Lloyd Howell Jr., who resigned 2.5 weeks ago. David White, who used to run the SAG-AFTRA union for the entertainment industry, got the job. White stated in part, "I'm committed to reestablishing trust and ensuring the union is serving its members best." I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so this is an interview that I recorded Friday morning at Meadow Lake Golf Course with Sam Nunnally, who is the fair manager for the Northwest Montana Fair. He's also on the Kalispell City Council. And then Flathead County Commissioner Pam Holmquist. We're going to go back to that conversation here in just a second. But, you know, we focused our conversations with Sam as the fair manager focused on the fair. But I got to tell you, I had a great off-air conversation with Sam Nunnally talking about the Kalispell City Council elections and the mayor's race. We might have to get him back on the show to talk about that, take his fair manager hat off, put his city council hat on. He's also a national pachyderm as well, to talk about these city council elections. Reynolds in the Flathead listening to KJJR on the phone lines right now. Yeah, it's an off-year election cycle for the legislature, Congress, et cetera, but that's when a lot of these city council races take place. What do you want to share on that front?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. You may remember I used to live in Kalispell. We've since moved to Whitefish for school reasons. The mayor race in Kalispell, whose county seat, is going to impact everyone, just not just Kalispell, but the whole region. And the guy that represented our district when we lived in Kalispell, Ryan Hunter, he just has a lot, gives me the vibe, and has some policy positions that reminds me of San Francisco, a guy named Scott Wiener. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard he's a very far-left environmental activist, and I did see that the Montana Democrats were promoting his mayoral campaign kickoff. From what I'm hearing from some other friends as well, Keisa Davison is the one to support for mayor of Kalispell, and she owns a really cool martial arts gym. The moment I heard the name of her gym, I was like, oh, yeah, I know those guys from going on to all the fusion fights and all the mixed martial arts stuff. So it sounds like she's the one to support there. Yeah, because I've heard just what you just said there, Reynolds, Keisa Davison is good. That Ryan Hunter is just far-left environmental activist endorsed by the local Democrats there. Remember the ones that had their vegan dinner with the gun control guy as their keynote speaker? And the other thing I'm hearing, Reynolds, is that unfortunately the left did a better job recruiting city council candidates. So unfortunately, you know, might be some bad news for the Kalispell City Council.
Oh, well, I had heard that Sid Dowd may be running. Maybe he's not.
No, he's running too, but even. He's basically a Democrat plant who voted a lot with the left from everything I've heard and seen.
Okay, well, I don't know, and I just want to make sure people pay attention when the campaign's coming out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of these libertarians are just Democrat plants designed to take away conservative votes or Republican votes or middle of the road votes and help the far left candidates into office. And we saw that in the 2024 elections with Sid Dawood, you know, and these open borders, pro-illegal immigration, so-called libertarians. All right, Reynolds, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Francis in Big Fork, it was so great to see you on Thursday. What's your thoughts on the Kalispell elections?
Oh, it was fun shooting them guns, wasn't it?
Yeah, you bought yourself a Byrna. You bought yourself a Byrna at Mountain Pass Safes and Coins on Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, they're fun, and they're light. I can even handle them. That's wonderful. But I was going to talk about the city council. What day is that? We should keep pushing on the radio, you know, that we got to save Kalispell from the Democrats. They are so bad. I mean, they're getting so left that they want all these tree huggers and all that kind of stuff. And we just can't afford that in Kalispell.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. You want to keep it that way.
Well, and that's the problem, is that you get these islands of blue in a sea of red. We see this time and time again. I mean, even Yellowstone County went 16 points for Gianforte over Steve Bullock. About the same, probably Tim Sheehy over John Tester, but yet Billings still has a pretty much a liberal city council. Now, hopefully Jennifer Owen is elected mayor for Billings, and I think she'd be a strong leader to get the city of Billings going in the right direction. But Yellowstone County in a whole is massively conservative. Flathead County, massively conservative. But what the Democrats want to do is they want to take a foothold, and they want to have an island of blue in a sea of red, and then they'll use that foothold to start pushing their far-left agenda. I mean, look at what it's done to Missoula. Look at what it's done to Bozeman. You want higher taxes? You want taxes like Bozeman and Missoula? Well, just vote for these far-left city council candidates or far-left mayoral candidates as well. Yeah, Francis, great to hear from you. Yeah, Francis, on Thursday morning, during our 9:35 break, I went and fired that Byrna gun. I've heard so much about these Byrnas, so I went and actually test fired it. It was fun. It was light. It was easy. And she was sitting there, and she stood right up out of her chair and said, well, I want to try that too. And next thing you know, I'm live on the air, and she's pop, pop, pop. And she walked out of the store and bought her own Byrna there. So that was great. I think a couple other folks did as well. Okay, here we go. Back to it. We were talking about with Sam Nunnally, the Northwest Montana Fair manager. He was talking about the concert lineup that they have coming up here in just a few days, and we were talking about Scotty McCreery is going to be one of the headliners following Joan Jett.
So that'll be a great show, and then we move into our three nights at PRCA Rodeo. And this year we are doing some things that we're modifying that rodeo. We're stepping up, and you know we're going to be one of few that co-sanction with the Maple Leaf Circuit this year for the PRCA. So we're very proud of that. We've increased our purse. We're doing things to attract even more cowboys and cowgirls, and it's going to be worth seeing.
That's pretty cool. So, funny, before I forget this one, so I was at the Governor's Cup reception Thursday night. You know, you're having all these great conversations with all these people. So a bunch of people, you know, there was a lot of legislators there and, you know, folks that work at the Capitol. And so the next week is, or it'll be this week because we're going to air this on a Monday, the NCSL, the National Conference of State Legislatures, is meeting in Boston. And they're meeting in Boston, and well, they'll have different receptions each night. So you know, there's a Montana reception one night, the state's night reception, but apparently for the first time ever, Montana is partnering with Alberta. Alberta is going to be there, so I'm like, it's the 51st state night party, Montana and Alberta, and so. But everybody's all excited about it because it's, you know, Montana and Alberta. Look, we're all the same. We're all the friends. They got ranchers. They got wheat farmers. You know, they're here. We're there. You know, rodeo though, especially, is a Montana Alberta thing.
Oh, absolutely,
big time. Yeah,
big time. And that's why I really was impressed wanted to have that partnership, right, to be able to allow them to come down. It's huge.
Commissioner Pam Holmquist, I remember, I think it was a couple years ago now, you know, it's so easy now. I think of our listeners that might be in eastern Montana or, you know, Missoula or even, you know, Helena or whatever. And when they hear about the news and they hear about the growth in Flathead County or Gallatin County, it's easy to get this viewpoint. You know, like, is there big growth? Yes. Are there big changes in recent years? Yes. The bypass and things like that. But yet, it's still so great to drive some of those back roads and see beautiful farmland in the Flathead Valley. And same thing in Gallatin Valley. You get south of the campus, you go south Bozeman, and you still see some beautiful, wide-open farmland, you know, or out there, you know. And so, anyway, I say that to say that agriculture is still massive. Yes. Up here in Northwest Montana.
It surely is. And, you know, we have quite a few of our farms that have put their lands into conservation easements. And that has preserved them forever. And so those are, God bless those farmers for doing that, right? Because it's something that's sometimes their kids don't want to carry on, right? But it's preserved. And so, yeah, we're very fortunate for that. Yeah, we are growing, but we're trying as best we can to mitigate any of the impacts to the ag. And but, you know, 70-some% of us are forest, our land in Flathead County is forest. So that's going to always be forest, right? And recreation and things of that nature. So, yeah, no, we're in a wonderful spot.
And people show up in support of the 4-H kids and the FFA kids and everything. I know Commissioner Abel a couple years ago was telling us just a massive turnout and financial turnout. When yes. I say turnout, I mean financial turnout.
Yeah, the turnout. Sale last year was $1 million, which we've never had that. So, yeah, that was a special moment. You know, I go back and I think about my years on the board and fair board and that, and through COVID, when everybody was shut down, Flathead County was the only county that had a livestock sale.
Wow.
And so the fair board, we took a lot of heat over
just
that.
Just up here or?
Right here.
For Northwest Montana, the only one? Or for
the
all?
Only one for Montana.
Really?
Every county in Montana that
heck?
Had a sale.
Wow.
But, you know, it's important.
Job.
The kids matter, right? They needed that. They had worked hard. And then when it hit, it was like, man, we can't just erase all their work. You know, they have to have that participation. So we went ahead with it. We did everything we could to mitigate all the stuff. You know, we put out wash tables, whatever you could do. We offered masks for those that wanted to wear them. You know, we did everything we could, but we had a sale.
Yep. You allowed freedom and people to make their own decisions. And I remember one of these liberal news outfits did a big article, and they tried to make it a hit piece on Flathead County. Those Republicans in Flathead County, and they had no restrictions, and they didn't have these mandates. But this county over here had all these mandates and all these restrictions. Well, then, at the time, I went and looked at the COVID numbers, and especially the death stats and things like that, and I was like, wow, Flathead's numbers were way better than the other county over
exactly.
there.
Right.
So you're criticizing them for making the smart decision, which also was the right decision, which also was the freedom decision.
That's right.
It was
right.
crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Crazy
yeah,
times,
was,
yeah.
And, you know, I was on the health board, too, and we still remained open as best we could, right? And we didn't shut down businesses the second time the governor wanted to shut down the businesses. We said, no, that's not going to happen. You know the story. I mean, he sent some people over here. They sued some businesses in Flathead County.
Mm-hmm.
We know how that ended up. They ended up getting dismissed and
Judge
got their money
Dan
back.
Wilson. All right, let's hold it right there. I've got about a minute or two left of that conversation that we recorded Friday at the Governor's Cup. So we'll play that next and then catch up with our friend Tom Waters, the owner of the course.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, all of our coverage from the Governor's Cup in the Flathead Valley brought to you by Tatanka Cigars. So definitely want to say a big thank you to our friends Ken Weinheimer, Rocky Mountain Liquor, Tatanka Cigars for their sponsorship. But yeah, wait till you hear what we have coming for you in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Love Inc. out of Lincoln County. Some incredible ladies made the drive over from Libby. Riggs Johnston, the pro golfer from Libby, made the drive over. We got to see him in person, so that was very cool as well. Before I go back to Sam Nunnally and Commissioner Holmquist, let's sneak in another caller here. We've got Sean in Bozeman on the phone line. Sean, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Aaron, I wanted to call in and let you know that when you announced that your son was going into the Coast Guard here a couple weeks ago, I finally had an opportunity to call in, and my daughter's doing the same thing, which I'm not calling in for congratulations so much as when she gave me the numbers, it sounds like it's pretty rare for, you know, any recruit in Montana to go in some years, let alone two of them. So she wanted me to call in and congratulate your boy for that, and hope he does well.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, we're so proud. Our oldest son, just enlisted in the U.S. Coast Guard. We're very excited. You know, one of his teachers at the Career Center is a Coast Guard veteran. I remember being there for the open house, and I got really excited. I was like, oh, cool, a Coastie, you know, because you so rarely see Coasties. Ben Steele Middle School, they would do like at one of their concerts, at their orchestra concerts, they would play all the military service songs, you know, the Army song and, you know, and then when they get to the Coast Guard, there was one year when one guy stood up, but every other year they'd get to the Coast Guard, nobody was standing up.
Right.
Yeah. So no, well, congrats to your daughter. Are you comfortable sharing her name over the radio? You could even just keep it first name, but yeah, congratulations to her.
Her name is Marianne. Yep. And then she leaves September 2nd, I think. She's flying out of Bozeman because of the holidays. She doesn't have to go meet at the MEP Center. There's something that changes there with the holiday schedule. But, Yep, leaving here soon, so.
Well, tell her thanks for serving our country and serving the homeland as well. That's incredible. Congratulations.
I will do that. Yeah, thank you to your boy also.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, yeah, very proud. All right. Well, keep us updated on her progress as well and what she ends up doing in the Coast Guard. We get to live vicariously through our kids now. You know, we're just stuck in the studio here just yapping, but now we get to live vicariously through them, especially as an Army veteran. I'm excited to see, you know, see and hear what he gets to do in the Coast Guard. All right. So we were talking with Commissioner Pam Holmquist, and she was talking about the fair and how even in 2020, they knew that they had to keep the livestock sale up and running for the kids. Look at how many people harmed kids during COVID-19, even though COVID-19 wasn't a threat to kids. And they harmed kids. And you know they knew they were making the wrong decision, but they did it on purpose. Because they wanted to, anyway, before I get into all that. But there were people that made the right decision. Flathead County Commissioners made the right decision. And then there was a district judge in the Flathead who made the right decision as well. Judge Dan Wilson, who is now running once again for the Montana Supreme Court.
Judge Dan Wilson, like you made the right decision. Hey, we're going to have a livestock sale for these kids.
Yeah.
We're not going to harm the mental health of these kids because of the fears of grown, you know what, adults. And because if you're afraid, then stay home.
That's right. But yeah, you have the option.
Yeah. But Judge Dan Wilson, who's once again running for Montana Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, his opponent, I've heard, is just very far left.
Oh, gosh.
This
we
Judge
need Dan
Andy
in there. We need Dan. Vote for Dan. Oh, man. He's the one. We got to get him in there. Yeah.
Sam Nunnally, fair manager here. I got to go to one of these fair conventions one time down because my wife Jessica was on the Metro Park Advisory Board. What a fun group of people.
Oh.
Sheriff Harbaugh, the former sheriff out of Miles City, was there.
That's right.
And, man, it's a fun group of people because they love putting on a party. They love putting on a show for people. They want people to have a good time.
That's right. The fair industry is all about the education, right? Educating not only the youth, giving them that access where our food comes from. How many generations will we last if we don't understand where our food comes from? It's critical. And so it's also educating those folks in our community of, look at what these kids are doing, right? Look at how they're using this into the marketplace. But we also have a lot of fun, right? Because like you said, we get to plan a party. We plan for over a year to throw a party for a week long that everyone gets to come out and have fun.
Do you have any ag statistics off the top of your mind or just talk about, you know, we chatted with Commissioner Holmquist about here, the importance of and the commitment to agriculture and especially to the kids with the fair?
That's right. It is critical. This year we're starting to see a little dip in some of our numbers in ag. We're looking at what those might be attributed to, right? Definitely a lot of traveling sports. But it is critical for us to maintain that we have this place where we can have agricultural education and highlight that. It is critical for us.
Yeah. Well, great to see both of you. Good times. Anything else you want to mention that I didn't bring up or that you want to share with our listeners all across the Flathead, all across the state?
I've got one more. It's our Sunday show, and that is on the 17th, we're going to have the Eureka Dune Runners down. And they're going to do a mud bog race through the arena.
Whoa.
So nice. If you want to see a great show, come on down. Check it out. That's Sunday. It'll be in the afternoon. They're going to put about a 200-foot pit right through the middle of the ground or through the fair arena. And then we're going to go for it.
So I got to, speaking of sports, I got to meet, and we had her on Thursday's Montana Talks when we were doing a live show from Kalispell. Lauren Bergman just set the new world record in the standing block chop. Her husband's a lumberjack.
Wow.
She's a lumberjill, and she's a world record holder. Maybe she could come do a live demo at the fair. Wouldn't
awesome.
That be cool? Yeah.
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 I had a logging show a couple years ago. It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those logging sports are incredible.
I've
seen them in Missoula through the School of Forestry there, and then back in Hayward, Wisconsin, they have some incredible ones out there, and muskie fishing and more. But
all right, anyway, great to catch up with Commissioner Holmquist and Fair Manager for the Northwest Montana Fair, Sam Nunnally. All right, let's get to next here. I was able to also sit down with the, if I can get my audio to pull up a little easier here, let me see where I can find it here. Yeah, I want to get to our next conversation. Yeah, this is the owners of the Meadow Lake Golf Course. Here we go.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. This coverage from the Governor's Cup brought to you by Tatanka Cigars. Well, hey, our coverage would not be complete without giving a big thank you out here to Tom and Gerlinda Waters, the owners here of Meadow Lake Golf Course. Tom Waters, you know, you grew up in Northeast Montana. I think I had neighbors that are relatives of yours when I was a kid. So.
Brother, my brother Sam lived right next to you, I think.
Yeah, right across the street in Glasgow. Yep. So we know and love the Waters family, and you grew up in Freud, and now you run a golf course in Columbia Falls. Well, you're living the dream here.
Well, yeah, it wasn't our plan to buy a golf course, but just kind of happened that way. We walked into a real estate office, and they said, oh, guess what? The golf course came up for sale today. So my wife comes home and says, how would you like to own a golf course? So that's, and it was that fast. I didn't even think it got on the market.
She's the driving force. How many years have you been here now?
We've been here since 19.
Okay.
We made it through the pandemic, which was tough on us because the golf course is probably 60% Canadian-owned houses around it. So yeah. They were gone for 2 years.
They were locked down like crazy up there.
They couldn't even... They didn't even dare to come down for anything, really. So,
But business is doing great this summer. You had every cart out yesterday.
Yeah, we've picked up a few new tournaments for the pro and his helper got us another tournament or two, which is nice. And we have several getting bigger all the time. So we have two or three more tournaments left this year. And yeah, the community's been good. They've been supporting us and. The league is getting a little bigger out here, so Tuesday nights are busier now. And yeah, it's just been it's a lot of work, but you're outside, so better than sitting in an office. So
and we also get a chance to catch up with Gerlinda Waters as well, and she's got a really neat story because she is a legal immigrant to the United States of America, and so it was fun getting her her thoughts on just immigration in America and just what free enterprise means and just the joy of work, the joy of providing for yourselves and the joy of serving others, which you can see just evident as you see just how hardworking they are at Meadow Lake Golf Course, getting all the breakfast burritos ready to go for all the golfers, then pumping out all the lunches and everything else like that, and just the joy in their faces while they're doing that. So we're going to hear from Gerlinda coming up here after the break, and then in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, not only did we get a chance to sit down with Riggs Johnston, the pro golfer from Libby, Montana, we'll also catch up with Love Inc., Love in the Name of Christ in Lincoln County, and what they're doing to help people that are struggling. And then we end up getting into talking about the timber industry and the mining industry and more. Plus, Attorney General Austin Knutson, I got a chance to catch up with him this morning. To talk about this devastating news out of Anaconda, Montana, and the latest on the manhunt for the shooting suspect in Anaconda as well. So a big 9 o'clock hour coming for you. Stand by. Back right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Remember, just to take you back, Hillary Clinton personally, according to these declassifications, approved the plan to smear Trump with the bogus Russiagate allegations. Hillary Clinton signed off on the plan, hatched by the top advisor, to smear then-candidate Trump with false claims of Russia collusion and distract from her own mounting server email scandal, included, quote, raising the theme of Putin support for Trump and, quote, subsequently steering public opinion toward the notion that it needs to equate the Russian leader's political influence campaign with actual hacking of election infrastructure.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, if you're with Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you are overpaying for wireless, period, end of sentence. You're paying for thousands of retail stores that you're never going to go to. You're paying for unnecessary perks that you'll never use. But guess what? My cell phone provider, Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers. The only difference? They don't charge you for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And guess what? You can keep your phone and your phone number. The switch is simple, fast, easy. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. And you can be switched over in mere minutes. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
We're at about the six-month point of Donald Trump's second presidency, and the mood of the country is a bit muddled. Here's what I mean. Our Fox News survey shows 44% of voters are satisfied with the direction of the country. While it's less than ideal that fewer than half are happy with how things are going, there is some positive movement. Satisfaction is up by 13 points since the end of former President Biden's term. Plus, this is the largest number feeling satisfied in about 4 years. And it's even higher than during most of Trump's first presidency. And while 71% still say inflation is causing them financial hardship, that's down from a high of 78% 2 years ago. And it's the fewest who have felt that way since 2021. One more example. 32% of voters, about one-third, give the nation's economy positive marks. While still low, that matches the record high for the last 4 years. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so I was talking with Gerlinda Waters, and who's one of the owners of the Meadow Lake Golf Course in Columbia Falls. And I was like, you know, your husband, Tom, he's just a fun-loving Northeast Montana guy, which makes the golf course pretty fun.
Yeah, he really does. And and we really appreciate the locals, the local support. Tom, when we bought the business, pandemic was very hard on us. And we didn't sleep much, and Tom went to every business owner in Columbia Falls and encouraged him to come. And he said, this is your golf course, and they came. And they just came, and we had people from all over, and we are growing. Our revenue has grown. We have put a lot of hours in, though. It's been very, very challenging, a lot of fun, and met a lot of people. I was a skier, so I wasn't a golfer.
Oh, yeah.
So this was a new experience for me, and I found out that the golfers are really nice people.
Yeah.
You give them their hot dog or their sandwich and their drink and their beer, and they're happy.
They're happy. pretty easy to keep a lot of guys happy out on the golf course.
They're very nice people.
If you're grumpy on the golf course, you just got done playing 18 holes, and it didn't go well or something.
That's right, But, you know, I've talked to so many incredible legal immigrants all across Montana that have come from European countries, some from communist countries. And when I see how hard and how happy you two are here hosting these golfers, it's like we forget oftentimes in America that one of the freedoms we have is to work and to have free enterprise and to own businesses. And there's something beautiful in being able to work for your own dollar, isn't there?
Yeah.
I believe it. I'm very much an advocate for legal immigration. I'm a naturalized citizen. I'm very proud to be an American. It was a 15-month process and a very honorable process. I was sworn in Missoula. It was very nice and very respectful, very honorable. And so I believe in that. And I believe in hard work, and I think that this country offers you opportunities that no country in the world does.
Yeah.
And I tell that to my family back home. You know, Austria is a very beautiful country, but it is a socialized country. And I said, well, Americans are working very hard, and you have opportunities here that you really don't have over there.
Yeah.
Even though it's very affluent country, you just don't have it.
You know, I started Tom Waters by saying how here we are in God's country in the Flathead Valley. And, you know, when I came home from Iraq, first place I made a beeline to was the Glacier National Park, and then eventually down in to see family and friends, you know, of course, in western Montana, and then eventually back in eastern Montana as well. But, you know, we could be sitting on a golf course here, or we could be sitting on the golf course in you know, Plentywood, for example, or somewhere, and it'd be the same feeling. You know, we know we're in an incredible place here in Montana.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're very fortunate to be here. And it's, you know, in the Flathead Valley, I must say, I tell people, there's not too many places in the world that has every recreational thing there can be done. You have snow skiing, you have water skiing, you have lakes, you have rivers, you have hunting, you have hiking, you have whatever you want to do. You have it all here. So
describe your golf course, because there's something about the landscaping and the structural style that has kind of a Swiss Alps kind of European type feel to it.
Well, it's really not like most golf courses, because most golf courses, you know, you get in the rough, you're in some trees, but it's all groomed and stuff. Here, it's not always so important how far you hit the ball, but it's a strategy to hit, you know, maybe 160 yards, and you got to go another direction, and you got to go up the hill or whatever. But yeah, it's more like you're out in the woods on a hike, basically. I mean, there's houses around, but on the fairways, it's just trees and valleys, and it is a very beautiful golf course, and we have, you know, excellent staff as far as keeping it up. Our greenskeeper, I'm saying, is going to be one of the best around. He came from the East Coast for the large golf course there.
All right, yeah, big thanks to Tom and Gerlinda Waters and the Montana Chamber of Commerce for hosting us for our coverage from the Montana Governor's Cup. We're going to have more coverage brought to you by Tatanka Cigars coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, including Libby, Montana's own Riggs Johnston, the pro golfer, 25 years old, just back from the British Open. This is a crazy story out of Bozeman, Montana, although not that crazy when you think about how crazy the left-wing politics is there. A female firefighter and medic for the city of Bozeman lost her baby during an ectopic pregnancy, and the city of Bozeman refused to grant her bereavement leave. And when she told them more about her story, they made the policy even worse. Check out that full audio on the Montana Talks podcast on Spotify or on the app.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV. We'll be right back.